Today on the Viral Report, we're talking Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Wow, dude. It was a G.I. Jane.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so let's get this thing rolling. Now, while I was posted up taking a break from social media, I came across breaking news that Will Smith had laid the smackdown on Chris Rock. Yes. Now, I'm like, Will Smith laying hands on someone? That's unusual. So, like most people nowadays, I don't watch award shows, all right? I found them quite boring. So, I had to run over to social media to view the video. Jada must have gave Will Smith some of that woke dang or some of that heart thong treatment, because Will didn't come to play. And in my opinion, Chris Rock had it coming to him. You know, he was all smooth with his jokes until Will came and smacked his ass. Then he got that act right. And you could tell Chris Rock, he low-key wanted to shed a tear or three the way he was long pausing with his words after that epic slap. I know he cried like a kindergartner once he reached his dressing room. I want you all to go ahead and take a look at this viral clip, and I'll be back to wrap up the video.
Who's got the hardest job tonight? Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard.
Here I go. Here I go.
Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay. So we are here to give a documentary out, to give an Oscar out for best documentary. Now, the beauty of documentaries, because they make you, when you watch one, you feel smart. Like you watched them, like, you know, like you read a book or something. But all you really did was get high and watch Netflix. So here we go. Here we go. The documentaries, the nominees are, let's just go to the nominees.
That this year was going to be the most exciting Oscars ever. Okay, Will and Chris, we're going to solve that like family at the gold party. Okay? But right now we're moving on with
love. Everybody make some noise. We ride together. We die together.
Bad marriage for life.
All right, now y'all just seen Will Smith bitch slapping Chris Rock. I mean, by the sound of that slap, you think that, you know, Chris was a streetwalker who owed pimp daddy Will money. I mean, dang, you heard thunderclaps and all in that slap. Jeez, I hope they gave Chris Rock a nice pack afterwards, because I know the left side of his cheek was just numb. And you know what? I'm really feeling this old man Will Smith. He just don't give a fuck nowadays. Ever since he turned 50 years old, he just ain't giving a damn, okay? Now, you may be wondering, why was Will Smith so pressed about the joke that Chris Rock made about Jada and G.I. Jane 2? Well, it's because Jada has been personally battling with hair issues and dick issues for the last decade or so. Recently, she took to Instagram back in 2001 to post a video talking about her coming to terms with old girl alopecia.
This this point, I can only laugh. Now, y'all know I've been struggling with alopecia. And just all of a sudden, one day, look at this line right here. Look at that. Look at that. And so it just showed up like that. Now, this is going to be a little bit more difficult for me to hide. So I thought I'd just share it so y'all not asking any questions. But you know, Mama's going to put some rhinestones in there. And I'm just going to make me a little crown. That's what Mama's going to do.
All right, so y'all just seen Mama in that damn crop circle that the aliens then drew in her damn head. I mean, dealing with hair conditions like that, it's tough for anybody. You know, it's tough for women when they're experiencing baldness, and it is definitely a tough issue for men as well in the beginning when we're losing our hair, you know? So, in closing, I don't feel bad about Will thunderclapping Chris, okay? There's just some jokes you just don't make in front of a man and his wife. I mean, for the last several years, Jada, especially the last 2 years with entanglement and everything, Jada has been the butt of a lot of jokes, okay? And I'm sure Will is just tired of it, you know? So he had to set a damn example. Look, I'm tired of y'all talking about my goddamn wife. And let's be real, it's usually the black community who continue to make fun of Will's wife. That is the primary source of where all the jokes come from regarding Jada. I'd have to say that, you know, Chris is lucky that it was a slap and not a punch, because y'all know Will Smith has been preparing for I Am Legend 2 and another Bad Boys film. So you know he's getting his strength training in, and he's getting in shape for these films, okay? So this ain't the time to be getting hit by an in-shape Will. Maybe, you know, 2 or 3 years ago when Will was out of shape, but not right now. So, you know, I wonder, will the two make up after this, or will they have a low-key rivalry? And I'll be on the lookout for any stand-up specials that Chris Rock has in the future, because I know he's going to include this in one of his stand-up comedy routines. So, yeah, y'all let me know your thoughts down below regarding these two black elites, okay, and the foolery. I mean, God, who knew? So, yeah, I love you for watching. Make sure y'all hit that like, share, and subscribe button, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Yo.
I'm going to need you to hit that subscribe button,
because we bring you nothing but the hottest topics.
Are y'all about to kill this man?
Pop these niggas like...
Who the
You draw shot me.
And then I got into an entanglement.
Quit playing. Love it. I didn't do it.
I don't know. We're giving you nothing but the best over here, baby.